Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Student, and Teacher. Universal Laws, oh my goodness, what a great, great morning we're having. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. If you want to call in and have a question, the number to call here is live and speak with me live is area code, here we go, 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1, and you'll be connected, and you can ask me a question directly. You know, I usually forget to say the number at the beginning of the show, but I've had a lot of people, well, I want to ask you a question. All you do is call the number. You can call and talk to me. You know who you are. Come on. Call, ask your question. If you are having any challenges in your life, any live challenges, let's talk about it. Let's come up with a solution. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Reality, spirituality, and the truth about happiness. And that's all I talk about is this thing called happiness. Let me start by giving you the definition of happiness, my definition of happiness, which is the ability to be at peace regardless of what's happening and regardless of what you think should be happening, and regardless of what's not happening. The definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what's happening. Happiness is a practice skill. Happiness isn't something that, oh, all of a sudden something happens in your life and now you feel great. I cannot wait to share a story with you because one day I was feeling like crap. And the next day I was feeling woo in the clouds and how I navigated through all of that because what happens to you happens to me. I'm not any different. It's just about practice. But what do you practice? What do you practice? And that's why you're here. Happiness is a state of mind. It is a vibration. It's an energy. And when you practice enough, it becomes your foundation. Always, you always just automatically, just like you remember how you learned how to ride a two-wheeler, a bicycle, and you never forget, it's the same thing. When you start practicing enough every single day, in every single moment, I know it's exhausting. However, the rewards are priceless. The practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, that means anyone can practice. But what happens when we are in those times when I just don't feel like practicing and the ego gets in and that those thoughts are coming in, rushing in, all those thoughts that, quite frankly, aren't too flattering, the thoughts that are, Let me just share my story really quick. The last couple of months, I don't know how people are finding me, but organically, the show is growing. The show is growing. And I've been asked to speak at a lot of different, you know, they have those speaking summits 24 hours over the weekend when they invite a lot of speakers. So the last couple of weeks, I've been asked to speak a lot. And I was asked, so I was speaking on Friday and then also on Saturday. Now, I haven't spoken in a while. And so let me give you my story. The story is, and this story is authored by my ego. The story is, well, after the Friday talk, and it went on for maybe 15 minutes, I don't even know. I don't even monitor how long. Maybe I was speaking for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I really don't know. But when I finished, I could not be more critical because the story is you were rusty. You forgot to say this. You forgot to include. And there were probably about four things that I usually say, you know, at the beginning of the show to set everything up for this whole happiness invitation. And there were probably four to five things that I forgot to mention. That was on Friday. And all day Friday, my ego was just telling me how horrible, how much I messed up. You left this out. Why didn't you prepare? I mean, the criticism was endless, and it was constant, and it never stopped until I went to sleep on Friday. Throughout that, now let me just switch really quick. Saturday, another talk. It was a little bit longer. This was 45. It actually went to an hour, and people were asking questions, but I just felt great. On top of the world, I was answering questions. I was giving them the evidence about this happiness thing, you know, all of the five most common regrets of the dying, all of those things that I talk about at the beginning of the show. And it went great. My ego didn't have anything. Well, let me tell you this. Guess what? My ego, here we go. My ego told me, what a great show. Wow, you did great. You felt good. You were flowing. You covered everything you wanted. So see, the ego is tricky. The ego will try to compliment me, and the ego will also will criticize me. The ego will criticize me, and the ego will also compliment me. So those stories and those thoughts, I feel good because. That word because, we talked about it before. That word because is always the beginning of a story. And the stories are authored by the ego. And so the stories are always suspect, which means they're just not true. I feel so good because the show went well. I have new fans, blah, blah, blah. That's still not true. So see how tricky the ego is? It ropes you in with the reasons why you're feeling good, and it drops you down for reasons why you're feeling bad. And I'm here to tell you to eliminate all of that. Oh, the stories are going to come. I couldn't stop them. I've been practicing this shit for 40 years. I couldn't stop the stories on Friday. But what I did do and what the practice is when we're in the middle of those stories and it's in the head and, you know, we got this thing about being stuck, all of these being stuck, all of these stories as to the reason why our lives are the way they are in this moment, what's happening is because of the stories or what's not happening. I'm telling you right now that ego is tricky. Don't believe it when it tries to make you feel good. And don't believe it when it tries to make you feel bad. So the practice is to just witness, be a witness of your life. Take a step back and just watch and observe as opposed to being all in it. And that's a practice that it took me a while to be able to witness and say, I know that whatever is happening to me, that you trust that you are being served in every moment, especially when it doesn't feel like it. You are still being served. You get everything you need. You have everything you need right at this moment. There is never anything that you need that the universe isn't providing for you. Never. I mean, And that is that comes, and that comes with that vibration of satisfaction. Remember, I was talking. Remember last year, that vibration of satisfaction, being satisfied in every moment, doesn't mean that you just sit there. It means that I'm satisfied in this moment. I know that in this moment I have everything I need, because if I need something, the universe always supplies it. Another quick example of that, because I just had it a few days ago. I was, you know, my neck is stiff. Oh, my neck hurts. I really need an adjustment. All of the adjustment, massage. I need that, universe. I need, my neck is stiff. And then right after that, the universe brought me down and said, "Well, you don't need it because you don't have it." See, you get everything you need when you need it. And that's the practice of trusting. Let me ask you a few questions, especially for the new listeners. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And when I say happiness, it is a vibration, it's an energy that is simultaneously felt at peace, contentment. You're vibrating, you're navigating through your life with your shoulders down and you're relaxed. Through all of the storms, through all of life's storms, all of them, it doesn't matter. It's not about money. It's not about health. It's not about your relationship. It's not about how much you weigh. It's none of that. It's what are you vibrating in the moment? And that's the practice. And so the practice is to make a conscious commitment, and it is a daily practice, moment by moment, make a conscious commitment to prioritize that vibration of peace. When I say happiness, it's the same as the vibration of peace. To prioritize that, universe, how can I remain peaceful through all of what life brings to me, what all of life throws at me? How can I remain peaceful? And you know, whenever you ask the universe, starting with that question, how, you always receive an answer, always. Now, the first part of the practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, is eliminating all of those program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness, which are, here we go, there's some, I'll give you a few, having expectations, blaming someone or blaming the circumstances for how you feel, putting a story to the reasons why you're feeling a certain way. I'm telling you right now, let go of the stories. The stories are all ego-driven. This life is an experience without judgment. This life is just an experience, all of it. It's no good. It's no bad. It's an experience. How about this one? How many of you out there compare yourself to other people? I know I used to. Sometimes I still do when my ego gets its way. And it's always, oh, gosh, why can't I and why don't I? And they're doing this and I'm not. Wah. So what happens when that thought pops into my head? I know the origin of that thought. And so the witnessing, that's why the witnessing is so important, and not identifying with any of it. The topic of today's show is small changes are big news. And you know what? Let me tell you. I wrote small changes are big news, and then I'm thinking, small changes are big news. Is it small changes is big news? And I was going back and forth and back and forth, and I never liked English. Back and forth and back and forth, small changes is big news. So if you see the title of the show, some places it'll say small changes is big news or small changes are big news, because I didn't know the difference. But what I want to say is part of the practice is to be conscious at all times, and yes, it is exhausting, to be conscious at all times and be aware, be self-aware, and to have patience. Have patience with the process. Patience with your growth. Trust that you are being served in every moment, especially, and I've said it a million times, you are being served in every moment. I'm going to take a deep breath out right now, deep breath out. You are being served in every single moment. Do you believe that? Do you trust that? Do you know that? Because the programming will say that, the programming will tell you that there are some moments that you're being served and some moments that, no, you've been abandoned. But I'm here to tell you all the moments. So let me back up to that story, those two stories about feeling good on one day and feeling bad on the other. Even those labels, bad, good, one day feeling good, even that, one of the things that you can practice, and one of the things that works, the practice, you are never not practicing. It's always practice. There's always dishes in the sink. There's always time to dust. There's always time to vacuum. You will always be practicing. It becomes part of your life, the practice. And what is the practice? And what is the what are some of the things that subtract from your happiness? Coming back to small changes or big news, pay attention to those small shifts, to those small growth spurts. And celebrate even the smallest ones, even if they're unmeasurable. You can feel, and the clue is this, wow, you know, a few years ago or a few months ago or even a few days ago, that used to bother me. And guess what? Now it doesn't. That's what I mean when I say pay attention to small changes. Because you are constantly, especially when you're conscious and you have committed to wanting to, desiring an energy of vibration of peace, an energy of vibration of balance, of satisfaction, of contentment. I love that word, contentment. That energy of contentment, even through the storms. So what will happen is of course the storms are coming. They come to all of us, including me. But what you will feel is you will feel at peace throughout the storms. Through the storms, you will be at peace. I promise you, even through the most challenging times. Small changes are big news. When you pay attention, when you are aware of self, and it is about monitoring self, I'd like you to, it's okay, let me give you a homework assignment. All right, homework assignment. Let's see, how about maybe monitoring, or because I'm trying to think, should we do it monthly or weekly? Well, you know what? You decide. How's that? Wow. How freeing is that? You decide whether you want to do it monthly or weekly. Monthly monitor. What's different? How am I different? How did my perspective shift? I'll give you an example of a perspective shift that happened to me over a period of, let's see. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to pinpoint the beginning of it. Okay, I'm going to say over a period of 2 years. I'm going to throw in something really controversial. I'm going to throw in a political thing. I remember being, because listen, I have sides, and I remember taking a side. But that taking aside this one or that, this one is better, this side is better than that side, there was There was no peace in that. There was no peace in that a couple of years ago. It was even more than 2 years ago. Let me be very transparent. I've always had a side. I mean, I grew up in a household with definite strong opinions on which side was the best side and the right side, of course. And then when I switched sides. I wasn't the same side as my parents anymore. I switched sides. But all of that, having a cause, choosing a side, I'm here to share with you, subtracts from peace. Subtracted from my peace. And to the point where right now, in what is this, June 19th, happy Father's Day, June 19th, 2022, there has been a softening. I'm going to use that word, softening, because when I say small changes are big news, small changes is big news, whichever, I think it is big news. Small changes is big news. Small changes are big news. I think it's are. Anyway, change takes time. I didn't just snap my finger, especially, and I know I'm kind of telling a story, but especially something of programming that is so deep-rooted. The programming of even having a side is a program. You got to pick a side. I had to have a side. And boy, did I relate to those people that had the same side as I did. Yeah, we're right. And there's some kind of false, fake, not power, I don't want to say power, but we're together. All of that, there was major disruption in my peace. And so over a period of 2 years, maybe even a little bit longer, right to this date, there has been a softening. There has been a softening of preference. There has been a softening of having a side. Because the truth is this world, this country, this, all of it has a destiny. I don't have control over the destiny. Has a destiny. And I don't have control over what happens in the world or this country. And why does my ego want to get involved or want to be invested in a side? There's no peace in choosing a side. And there could be critics about that, standing on the fence. No, my side is, where is my peace? Where is peace found? Where is peace found? Not taking a side. That's where peace is found. Because the universe doesn't take sides. The universe isn't voting for which side is correct and which side is wrong. And it's so interesting when I watch athletes and they say, thank God, I thank God, pray to God. That's fine. But don't think God has a side. Don't think God has a team that God wants to win, or the universe has a team that they want to win. Unless it's the team of the universe. They don't even care if you care about the universe. They don't even care if you believe in God or not believe in God. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. The universe could care less about these causes and these sides. No, the universe could care less. That's a program. And so my intention, my agenda is to always choose the side of peace. And to let go of everything else. And I don't pretend to do this by myself. Go outside, talk to the universe, palms up. Hey, universe, how can I find more peace? Universe, bring me more. How can I experience more peace? That's it. It's very simple when you commit. when you prioritize, you know, and I ask people if they want to be happier, everybody says, yeah, 10. Well, not everybody. 10, 10, 10. Yeah, I want more happiness. Well, if you do, then it's your actions, either you are practicing to be like the universe. So you ask yourself, what would the universe do? Would the universe have a side? And so you know the difference between the universe and a man-made program. Hint, hint, hint. Always pick, what would the universe do? What does the universe do? What does the universe show you? How does the universe have a side? The universe is all about flowing, surrendering without resistance, letting go, having patience. Oh, my goodness. How long did it take? I was watching a documentary a couple of weeks ago. What was it? It was Göbekli Tepe. 12,000 years prior to Christ was a civilization. They're digging it up. Göbekli. Because I remember thinking, oh, Becky, I couldn't remember that, Becky. Göbekli Tepe. It's fascinating. 12,000, 13,000 years before Christ? Talk about patience. It really is a practice of letting go and recognizing all of the programs that tell you something needs to be different. No, the struggle is always internal. The struggle is always internal. It is never from the struggle never comes from anything out there. So I'm urging you to be patient with the process. Be patient with your growth. Be patient with all of it. Whatever you're experiencing in the moment, whether you want it, whether you feel like it, whether you're enjoying the feeling or you're not enjoying the feeling, trust me, it's not going to last. The feel-good feeling doesn't last, and the feel-bad feeling doesn't last. That's just life. But when you get down to the principle, you get down to your foundation, meaning the foundation and what are you practicing, are you noticing what other people are doing? Are you putting a judgment on what other people are doing? Because if you are, you're definitely subtracting from your peace. The practice is to notice what you're doing and how you're feeling in every moment. Monitor your vibration. And just monitor it by, oh, I'm feeling this today. No label, feeling good, feeling bad. I'm feeling this. And put a period on it. Put a period on it without the story. Small changes, big news. That's what I probably could have done. Small changes, comma, big news. Anywho, small changes, big news. It is big news when you notice those small shifts of even going back to the story I said earlier, even about softening, about having a cause. And don't think that you're doing it. Let go and let the universe drive. Let the universe take you on a journey throughout your life. I'm visualizing this gondola now. This gondola when we're sitting down, we're enjoying the view, and the universe is just guiding. And know and trust and believe that you are being served. And the biggest thing with me is thinking that what I'm experiencing, this is even bigger, wanting more than the moment, wanting more than what I'm experiencing. How many of you out there want more than what you're experiencing? And see, that's when we come across, and that's when you recognize the program, because it is a program of wanting more. Speaking of wanting more, I've talked about this before. There's There is a, you know, the gentleman that started the bucket list, Ted Leonsis, and he survived a plane crash in 1993, life-harrowing experience. Ooh, I couldn't even imagine. Plane crash, you think you're going to die, you survive, hell yeah. Change, life got to change. I see things more clearly. So he wrote out 101 things that it came to be called the bucket list. And I'm looking at it right now, and he has different things that he wanted to accomplish. I think this bucket list went up to 101. But he started saying this here we go. These are the things that the program tells us to want, that if we get this, if we get what we want, if we get what we desire, we're going to feel great. And I'm here to tell you that whatever the universe brings you is not the reason, meaning anything external is not the reason for internal peace. Internal peace comes before all of that. The struggle is always internal. The suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different than what is actually happening. I've said it a million times. If you're not satisfied in this present moment, if you want more, I want more than this, universe, guess what? You're going to be wanting more in your future moment. So that vibration and that coming to and that practicing, universe, thank you for this. Thank you for this. And this moment is enough. I'm reading over this list. Here we go. Some of the things. Okay, he thinks it's going to make him happy. Fall in love and get married. Ha, ha, ha. Have a healthy son, have a healthy daughter. Well, take care of mother and father. Take care of the in-laws. Take care of extended family. Have grandchildren. Have great-grandchildren. Really? This is the kind of thing that bothers me. So now you have who's in charge of having grandchildren? Now you're putting an obligation on your children to have grandchildren? I'm going to have a judgment on that. But I got to get rid of my judgments, because all judgments subtract from peace. So let me get out of that judging. And that's another thing. Even your judgments will soften. It's very challenging. It's very difficult to eliminate all judgment. I've been practicing for 40 years to let go of judgment. 40 years, people. And the trick is, the key is noticing and witnessing, okay, I don't judge as much as I did 5 years ago. That is a small change, big news. I know I don't judge like I used to do 40 years ago. Oh, my goodness, I was a walking, I could write the book of judgment. And now I practice letting go of my judgment while watching TV. It helps me. It helps. It really does help. Because it's so easy to judge. It's so easy. But eventually, over time, and I promise you, with patience and practice, all of the things that eliminate, the things that subtract from your peace will gradually eliminate. But the programming is to want it now, want it today, want to feel a thing today. And I'm telling you, let go of all that. Ask for help. Ask the universe, how do I let go of all of that? How, universe, how do I vibrate the energy of satisfaction in this moment, in every moment? It's just to know and trust everything is in order. I just like reading all of these, what he thinks is going to he doesn't say it's going to make him happy. But all of these things on the list keep him very busy, very, very busy. Pay off college debt. Here we go. How about this one? This is definitely going to bring him peace. Network net worth, net worth of $10 million after taxes. That's something on his list. Net worth of $100 million after taxes. These are items on his list. Net worth of $1 billion after taxes. Zero personal debt for my family. Make a $10 million investment, an outside investment. Become a partner in a venture capital fund. Now listen, all of these things are great, but don't think that there's going to be 1 ounce of peace coming from any of it. If you ever have the opportunity to speak with anyone with tons and tons and millions of dollars, they'll tell you the money isn't. I know you've heard this before, but money has nothing to do with how much peace you are in. I talked about Will Smith a couple of weeks ago, and the article, not about the slap, but the article that he was interviewed in GQ magazine in November 2021. He said he wanted to be the biggest. Let me, where is that article? I have it here somewhere. Where is it? Okay, here it is. It wouldn't be quite accurate to describe Will Smith as a happy book. It turns out he was very inspirational, but he had everything that he set out for. He had Grammy, global fame, beautiful and successful. Oh, here we go. Beautiful. This was November 2021. Beautiful, successful, beautiful wife, children, and themselves superstars. He had everything that he wanted, but he wasn't happy. That peace, what else is there? What else is there other than being at peace at all times? What else is there? That's a question only you can answer. I mean, I love this. I wouldn't even think of this net worth of $1 billion after taxes. I would have said $1 billion, but I never would have thought of after taxes. Oh, these are good. Own a yacht. Own a jet. Own a convertible Porsche. Give $1 million to Georgetown University. Okay. Major impact on a children's charity. Okay. Start a family charity. Give away $100 million in my lifetime. Now, let me tell you something. There is a vibration, an energy when you do give, when you just give freely, whether you're giving money or you're serving someone with your time in service, volunteer. There is a vibration to that where it's very, it's a very satisfying vibration. It is a very satisfying vibration, but that vibration changes, moves to the next moment. So it's moving from one moment to another moment to another moment to another moment to another moment, another moment. That is life. And the feelings, I've talked about being a volcano, the feelings up and down, you're just going to feel all throughout your life. You're going to cry. You're going to be angry. You're going to be all of those things. I feel all of those emotions, but the difference is I've stopped labeling them. No, I'm sad. Oh, and now the anger, even the anger. I can label it anger, but how about just, hey, I'm full of fire. I'm full of fire today. So it's just a different shift. It's a different way of looking at self, of monitoring self, and paying attention to those small, small shifts. Yeah, we are emotional beings. We feel all kinds of emotions throughout the day. You could feel woo-wee, wee in the morning and feel bear, 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 bee, bee. You can feel that at night. And that's life. Nothing more, nothing less. And when you get to that point of realizing the truth about this life that is just an experience without judgment, it just, life just begins to flow just a little bit easier. Well, it's always flowing. It's always flowing. But you'll be able to notice the flow. Wow. Flow from one day to the next. You know, there are days, listen, I don't even know why I'm saying this out loud. But there are days when I don't even leave the house. Now, I go and take a walk or I, you know, walk outside. But I'm talking about getting in the car and leaving. There are some days I do not get in the car and leave. Sometimes I don't. If I'm riding, I don't. The whole day in the house. Now, my ego will tell you, wow, what a waste. Well, you're wasting time. Oh, gee, what kind of... I don't even use that word boring anymore because there's so much to practice. I'm never bored. But all of it, my dear audience, all of it, every single moment has a purpose. And the only reason why you feel or the only reason why you think you're suffering is because of our friend who I haven't found a way of getting rid of, the ego. And it is tricky as hell. No ego, you can't compliment me, and you can't insult me. Well, you can, but I'm just going to witness it, ego. Just going to witness it. Let me witness it, ego, and the ego just gets all choked up. You want to put the ego in a bad mood. You want to cripple the ego. You want to knock the ego down to size. Stop feeding it. Whether you feel great or you not feeling great, but whether you're feeling up or you're feeling down, know that it is just part of your journey. And you are supposed to feel, and you're supposed to be in whatever moment you find yourself in. I want to read a couple more of these. This is really fascinating. Charities. Okay, we've done the charity. Sports. Go to an NBA All-Star game. Go to the NBA draft. Go to the Olympics. Play Augusta. Play Pebble Beach. That's golf. Speaking of golf, my father loved golf. Happy Father's Day, Ralph Norrington. Fathers. Yes, I've had a really interesting experience with my relationship with my mother and my father, and just going back and analyzing both of them and how intricate their influence was. And let me tell you, the truth is, before I even got here, I don't know if I said, before I even arrived here, before I was even sent out, before I was even a conscious being on earth, I chose both of them. I wanted Ralph Norrington to be my father. I wanted Marcel Norrington. I wanted both of them, and I chose them. Of course, it took me decades to realize that I chose them, and they were both the best for me. But I chose them, and each one of them taught me and brought something to me or gifts. And sometimes it didn't feel too good. But that's all because of that's my ego saying it didn't feel good. Oh, I could go on forever with this. I want to thank you for listening. That's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, we're putting some of these shows on the YouTube channel. It's a work in progress, but feel free to check out. check out the videos and or the audios I'm getting on the YouTube channel. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in the book I read, which was released in March 2022, and now it's an Amazon bestseller. And the book I read is just a collaboration of different authors sharing their personal stories about which book influenced them the most. And, of course, you know, I had to choose one book, but I must have at least five books. I wonder if anybody wants to know five books that have influenced me the most. Let me look at my books. They are, the first one, well, that's, I'm not going to put them in any order, All Books by David Hawkins. That's number one. All Books by David Hawkins. Power versus Force and the Eye of the Eye are my two favorites. Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes. And then this was decades ago, probably in the 90s. Happiness is a Serious Problem. That was by Dennis Prager. He is a radio host in Los Angeles. Happiness is a Serious Problem. Of course, all the Deepak Chopra books, Eckhart Tolle, I have one Eckhart Tolle, and it's called The New Earth. And then Secrets, Deepak Chopra. So anyway, all of those books have influenced me. Those books, I get a lot of questions about which books do you read. Anyway, let me get back to the closing. And so that was the book I read as a collaboration. So there's more than one book. The book that I'm writing now that I try to write every day, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, Program for Unhappiness is going to be published sometime this year. But until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension to the universe. You're conscious energy, which is always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. And be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Acceptance is key. The practice is acceptance of the moment, acceptance of self, acceptance of the day, acceptance of life, acceptance of these other people. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Happiness is a practice skill, and remember, the more you practice, the more peace you will find. Your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. What's up, Elaine?
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Oh,
now we get real.
Yeah,
time to get down.
Yeah.